Yerushalmi Demai, corresponding to Menachos Bavli, Daf Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph at the Mishnah HaMakabal Sodeh. HaMakabal Sodeh Yisrael, Mina Akum, Mina Kusi, Chaylik Lefneim. One who received a field from a Yisrael as a sharecropper, he takes a certain proportion of the crop that he produces and gives the rest to the field owner, and it's known as Kablanus. If he received it from a Gentile or from a Kusi, he may divide the owner's portion before him without first tithing it. Choikel, Sodom Yisrael, Torim, V'noisen Noi. One who received a field from a Jew as a Choike, which is a type of sharecropping where he gives a fixed amount per year to the owner rather than a percentage, he should separate Truma, but not Maaseh, from the owner's portion before he gives it. Amub Yehuda, Eimasai Bezman, Shenosan Lai Me'oisa Sodeh, or Me'oisa Amin, Avrim Nosan Lai Mestei Acheres, Amimin Acher, Maaseh, V'noisen Noi. Yehuda says, when is this? When he pays the owner with produce from that same field and that same species. If he pays from another field or from another species, he must also separate maaseh, since it's like paying a debt, he should not pay with tevel. One who received a field from a Gentile in Chakirus, he should even separate maaseh before he gives the Gentile his portion. Rabbi Yehuda says, this applies even if a person receives for sharecropping his own ancestral land from a Gentile. The Gemara says, "Amr b'Yochanan zu divrei Rishim b'Gamliel, aval divrei Chachamim miYisrael chaylek mina akum teirim." Rabbi Yochanan says that this that the Mishnah taught, that if he received a field, he divides out the portion before tithing, applies according to Rabban Shimon b'Gamliel. But according to the Chachamim, if he receives it from a Jew, he may divide it out, but if from a Gentile, he must first separate truma. And the support brisa says that one who receives a field from a Gentile in Chakirus, he must separate Truma and then give the Gentile his portion. But if this Gentile would want to refrain from tithing, wouldn't he be able to do so? Rather, he may divide it out in front of him, even without tithing. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Yannai, Atem Gam Atem L'Habois Shulchem, Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Af Shulchem B'nei Bris, Atem Oisim Shliach Ve'ena Akum Oise Shliach. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yannai, said that the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chaf Ches, so you shall also separate Truma. And this includes your messenger. I mean, it's just as you are Jewish, so your messenger must be Jewish, and also you can appoint a messenger, but a Gentile cannot appoint a messenger. Rabbi Yassa, Salva Meima in Akum Oise Shliach Biad Ache Chaveroi Habiso Oise. Rabbi Yassa suggested that a Gentile cannot appoint his friend, I mean another Gentile, as a messenger, but he could appoint a Jew as a messenger. Amr Bizeira, Umina, Atem, I should say, Oisim Shliach Vlavisol, Vdikarasso, in Akum Oise Shliach, Afilu Bisol. But this is a question. From that posseg itself, this is disproven, because you can appoint a messenger, but a Gentile cannot. Aren't we dealing with a Jewish messenger? So it's teaching about a Gentile that he cannot appoint even a Jewish messenger. Heisav Rabbi Yosha, v'hamas nisa Messiah le Rabbi Yassa, I should say. Amr Shvi Gamliel, ma im yurtza akum hazeh shalei toim einoi toim. Rabbi Yosha says, we have a question. The earlier brisa supports Rabbi Yassa. Rabbi Gamliel says that, but if this Gentile would want to refrain from tithing, wouldn't he be able to do so? And this implies that the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rabban Shimon, say that a Gentile could appoint a Jew to separate for him. Amirba, B'ma'amin, Al-Yadav, no, Rabbi Abba rejects this. He says, no, it's when the Gentile comes and agrees to the separation. It's as if the Gentile separated it himself. It should now say, Ha-Choykel, B'peiroith, Ha-Seicha, B'moith, Ha-Mekabal, Le-Mechse, Le-Shish, U-Lovia. Ha-Choykel gives a fixed amount of produce, a Seicha gives a fixed payment, a Mekabal, which is Kablanus, gives a certain proportion of the produce, a half, a third, or a quarter. Ad-Kadoin, Akum, Kusi. Now, until now, we've been discussing the Mishnah's case of a sharecropper receiving land from a Gentile. What about the case of receiving it from a Kusi? Because we see the Mishnah in earlier differentiated between receiving it from a Jew or a Gentile for Chakirus. To which case does a Kusi compare? Nishmeinim in Hador, Anoisim Sadeim b'Kabola la'akum ul'Kusi. Now, I should add, Afar Pishu lo'i bo'u la'oinus ha'masus, sorech la'ase al yadeim. Ul'misha eino ne'eman ala masus, ad sho'lo'i bo'u la'oinus ha'masus, eino sorech la'ase al yadov. And we answer from a Tesefta, if a Jew gives his field bekablonus to a Gentile or a Kusi, even though he gave them the field before the obligation of Masus came, he must tithe for their portion. But if he gave it to a Jew who was not trusted for masses, if he gave it before the obligation of masses came, he's not required to tithe for them. If after the obligation came, he must tithe for them. Ad kodem b'makom sheyisol mitzuyim, b'makom sheyinisol mitzuyim. The Gemara asks, well, until now we've been discussing a place where Jews are to be found, and he nevertheless wrongly gave his field to a Gentile or a Kusi instead of a Jew, so he deserves to be penalized. What about a place where there aren't any Jews? Ishmaelim in Ador, Rabbi Simon, Hayu loy sadoif b'ha melech, Shal le Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Habiram v'le Taskirim la'akum, Shal le Rishur ben Levi v'shar le, So Rishur ben Levi mokam she'in Yisrael mutsuyim, Ka'adar Surya, da'ador Surya nishmaelina min Ador. So we answer that Rabbi Simon owned fields in Ha'amelech where there weren't Jews. He asked Rabbi Yochanan where there is a penalty for sharecropping to a Gentile or Kusi, asked whether it applied here. Rabbi Yochanan replied that he must leave the land fallow rather than give it to a Gentile sharecropper. He then asked Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, who permitted it, since there were no Jews present to receive them, just as it is permitted in Syria for the same reason. And the source for permitting it in Syria is the following story. Rabbi Chagai Nachis Lechametz. Rabbi Chagai went to Chametz, which is in Syria. Asan Shalom Le, Elaine Dava Ashtor, began the Lace Yisrael, Shechichi, Rana Mugun La Amim, Sichim La Ase, Anna Ali Dehoin, Shalach, Shal Rabbi Zera, Shal Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Imi, Amale, Eno Serch La Ase Ali Dehem, Mina Achama, Laske, Kreb Yosi. So the members of the Ashtor family asked him, since there aren't Jews here, so we gave our lands to Gentile sharecroppers, do we need to tithe their produce? He sent a message to Rabbi Zera with his question. Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Imi, who answered that they aren't required to tithe, since Rabbi Imi ruled like Rabbi Yosi in Masechet Avodah Zarah, who permits giving land in Syria to Gentile sharecroppers. Roi min Ador, Da'am Rabbi Chanina, Bered Rabbi Abo, Abba, Havalei Uvda, Shalach, Shal Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yasa, Rabbi Imi, Rahuin Le, Lahaskir, Rabbi Yosi, Ha'la'as Alideihem, Ein Amasim Alideihem. And the further proof that we rule like Rabbi Yosi is that Rabbi Chanina, son of Rabbi Abo, said that his father once had this question, and he sent it to Rabbi Chia, to Rabbi Yasa, and to Rabbi Imi, and they instructed him that he may give it to the Gentile sharecroppers like the ruling of Rabbi Yosi.